Steven Spielberg presents Back to the Future, a Robert Zemeckis film. Marty leads an ordinary life.
No McFly ever amounted to anything in the history of Hill Valley.
Yeah, well, history is going to change.
And 1985 is not his year. But Dr. Brown is about to change all that.
Are you telling me that you built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
He's sending Marty 30 years back in time.
It works!
It's a flying saucer from outer space!
Now, he's trapped in the past.
This has got to be a dream.
About to meet...
Chocolate.
...his future father.
He's a peeping Tom.
Wow!
And he's making an impression on his mother.
He's an absolute dream. And he can sleep in my room.
Any of you do could have serious repercussions on future events.
Now, he's got to make his mother and father fall in love.
For crying out loud, I haven't even been born yet.
And only Dr. Brown... can help him get back to the future.
Are you telling me that this sucker is nuclear?
Precisely.
Michael J. Fox.
Whoa, this is heavy.
Christopher Lloyd.
There's that word again, heavy. Why are things so heavy in the future? Is there a problem with the Earth's gravitational pull?
Back to the Future.
Greetings and blessings, dear ones. That clip is the original trailer for the movie Back to the Future from 1985, 35 years ago. I chose it because it really captures the time warping question we have all asked ourselves, and that is simply, what if? Which also just happens to be the title of today's Bible study, in which we explore the pitfalls as well as the opportunities of asking ourselves this most vexing of questions. So, let's go to today's scripture, found in the New Testament book of Philippians. Whomever has the honor of holding that clicker, go ahead, let's pull up the scripture. Thank you. It reads, "Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." Philippians is an epistle or a letter written by the Apostle Paul to new believers who are living in the city of Philippi after the resurrection of Christ. Along with perhaps Paul's best-known epistles, those would be Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians, which you can remember by Gal Eth Philco, a little mnemonic trick taught to me by Brother John, who I used to sit next to at church, the church where Beloved and I met. He is now home with the Lord. But we'll never forget that little trick he told me. But the thing about these books is they have a sense of urgency. And why is that? Simply because they thought Jesus was coming back real soon. And many people believe today, 2,000 years later, that he truly is coming soon. I know Robert Jeffress with First Baptist Dallas is done many talks about that particular topic. And certainly we are closer than ever before. So let's look at two key words in this passage, forgetting and reaching. Both very important concepts mirrored in a similar passage that I have referred to many, many times, and that's Isaiah 43:18. I won't digress by reading that now. Don't have a slide for it. But what I find simply fascinating is how easy it is for us to get off track by not keeping those two concepts in balance. let me try and explain what I mean by that. First, let's talk pitfalls. But more importantly, we're going to talk opportunities after that. So, what do you say? Let's play the what-if game, shall we? Let's have you change to the next slide. So let's talk about forgetting. Something that happened in the past, perhaps. The best illustration I can give you as to why this might not be the best idea is a high school chemistry class. And all of you have had to do the lab experiments, right? Well, this one I call fun with colloids. What's a colloid? It's a protein. And they come in two types, reversible and irreversible. So here I am with my lab partner. I don't remember what his name was. But we were heating up an egg white. And we heated up the egg white. And as egg whites do, they turn white when you heat them up. And then I turned to my lab partner and I said, "So when's it going to reverse?" And he looks at me and says, "That egg is cooked." And I'm like, "Wait, you're right, it is. It's an irreversible colloid. Oh, there you go." Oh, my goodness. Thankfully, I didn't go on to major in chemistry. But I learned a valuable lesson about the past. Danger, the past. It's cooked. It's cooked. It is irreversible. It's not going to come back. I can think of many instances in which I've played that game about what if. But bottom line, whatever that is, it is cooked, it is done. Only in Hollywood can we bend things to go back to the future. All we have is the future, and that's where the opportunity lies. But hey, wait a minute. Both verses that you were talking about say we're supposed to forget. Now you're telling me not to forget. What are you talking about? This is a good question. I know you're asking it. I believe it's a question of intensity. As in, but don't dwell on the past. Don't forget it. Don't wipe your memory clean. None of us can do that. But it gives the enemy a chance to use his tried and true tactics. And there's only three, and you remember what those are. Of course you do. Discouragement, distraction, and temptation. Discouragement works really, really well on me. Boy, I can be discouraged in a heartbeat about things that happened a lifetime ago. But that is exactly why we don't dwell on the past. Because it's a way from keeping us from reaching our full potential in Christ. Amen? So speaking of reaching, let's talk about reaching. Reaching for the future and the opportunities therein. Let's play what if. And whomever is the holder of the clicker, please advance to the next slide. Which should say, Bartimaeus back to Bartimaeus Baptist Temple, back to the future, 2055. What does it look like? Let's play, shall we? What if today, on the precipice of a new decade, we all started living according to the Ten Commandments? Wow. Starting with me. Amen. What if we all love people like Jesus? What things could happen differently And what if we started seeing that kind of love spread? How awesome would that be? That's a movie trailer I would love to see. So, what if, peeps? Let's start reaching today, shall we? And let's wrap it up. Let's wrap up our study today with this appropriate quote from C.S. Lewis. If you would, let's go to the last slide. And it reads simply, "You can't go back to the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." Amen. We have the Holy Spirit living within us. So let's get back to an awesome future for His glory. Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to build on those things in our past, not forgetting them, but allowing us to be propelled forward towards just an awesome future. And those things that we change or do today, oh my goodness, what an impact they can have decades from now. We have that power today. So Lord, just grant us, please, if you would. I pray this all the time, and I pray this for myself, my family, and of course the Bartimaeus Baptist Temple family. Grant us the courage, wisdom, and strength, Lord, to become all that you have created us to be for your glory. In the name of Jesus, amen.